Good evening. You are tuned in to CITR 11.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory here at the University of British Columbia in Canada. My name is Andy Resto, and this evening, we, in place of Soul Sandwich, which I believe is the regular show here, anyhow, we're going to have a special evening tonight, a special guest interview. From Bowen Island, competitor on Chopped Canada Junior, Hudson Stiver, is going to be on air with us, for the next hour or so. Going to be chatting with him about a multitude of things, about the show, about, his cooking interests, about doing some fun challenges, etc. And of course, all of the musical breaks are going to be loosely thematically related to food. So to kick things off, we're gonna hear a song from local Vancouver garage group Milk, their song Marmalade. And then on the other side, we'll be back here on CITR 11.9 with Hudson Stiver, and my fellow interviewers. Stay tuned. You are still tuned in to CITR 11.9 FM. That was Marmalade. Marmalade, citrus-based jam by the local band Milk. here on CITR 101.9. My name's Andy Resto, and if you were not tuned in 5 minutes ago, I will mention again that this is a special edition, special episode here on CITR. We have a special guest with us in the studio. His name is Hudson Stiver, and he was part of Chopped Canada Junior. I also have fellow interviewers. So first I'll introduce my fellow interviewers, and then we will chat with Hudson.
Hello there. I didn't know if you were going to say who I was. No. Or I was supposed to interview, or I was supposed to, yeah. So my name is Nelly.
Cooking enthusiast.
Cooking enthusiast. Ice cream maker.
Great.
I guess that's professional that's ice cream maker. Former CITR
former
radio
CITR
host.
DJ of host of the Cats Pajams. Mm-hmm. Also with us is Eleanor. She's not near a microphone, but she'll be helping us out later.
Later
in the show. We're going to do some challenges, so stay tuned, and Eleanor will be helping out with that. But the main guest of the evening to my left here is Hudson. How are you doing, Hudson?
I'm pretty good, thanks.
Great. It's great to have you. Thanks for coming in. How are you finding the station? Interesting. So this is the first radio interview.
So. Yeah. I like it. Like, you guys kind of made me feel at home, so that was really nice.
Good to hear. Good to hear. I'm glad. So we try to be nice. I think in general we're kind people.
We do a pretty good job.
Yeah, I think so. Radio, I would assume, not quite as stressful or nerve-wracking as television, which you're... I guess, I don't know if you could ever get used to television, but you're experienced with it now at this point. So how did you find that? You were on, as I mentioned, Chop Canada Junior. Your episode recently aired a week or so ago. Did it in Toronto?
Yeah, good. In Toronto.
Mm-hmm. Seems like a very, I don't know, very... what's the word I'm looking for? Like, high class experience. So you get flown flown out to Toronto to get on TV. It's like very glamorous. Mm-hmm. Was it glamorous or was it a grueling television experience?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty nice. We stayed in the Royal York in Toronto, mm-hmm. and we didn't have to pay for our hotel. So that's
sweet.
That was nice.
Great. Had some good chefs at the Royal York.
Yeah, and we got to experience like all the different foods in Toronto, so that was really
sweet.
Nice.
Very
yeah
cool.
Good food scene in Toronto.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. How do you think it compares to Vancouver or Bowen Island, where you're from as well?
Bowen Island doesn't have that many restaurants. It has like 4 or 5. Mm-hmm. So, and it's also a pretty small town. Like, there's 3,500 people.
Wow. Yeah.
So Toronto was a big switch because there's so many people on the streets and so many different restaurants.
Yeah. Yeah, I bet it's a bit strange. So kind of having to I don't know. I obviously have no idea what it's like. I haven't mm-hmm. done this. I haven't lived in a small town like that either. But kind of having to take on this like mini stardom for a time. You said when you the episode first debuted that they had like an event at a restaurant in Bowen Island to play it.
Yeah, at the local pub, like maybe 150 people showed up.
Wow. It's nuts. That's like a
you're
huge
the biggest
crowd.
Celebrity on the island right now.
Yeah,
I was
yeah.
right now.
Do you get? Have you been getting stopped like on the street or on the street just wandering around?
On Bowen a lot because Well, I know a lot of people on Bowen because it's a really small community.
Yeah, yeah.
People probably knew that was happening because they know you, so they knew to tune in. Or are there lots of Chopped Canada Junior fans
it's
on the
a
island?
Factory of, yeah.
Like, how did your classmates treat the news? Were they excited?
Oh yeah, they were really excited. Probably my soccer team was the most excited though.
Nice.
Like they were really, like really excited.
That's good. Yeah, I'm glad there isn't an alienation between sports and cooking. Yeah. It's good to hear that you have support.
Yeah.
Anyhow, we'll talk a little bit more about the show later. I'm really interested in hearing about some of the things about the show and how that works. But first, how is it that you got into cooking? What is it about it that interests you or that appeals to you?
Well, when I was little, cooking was kind of the way that I bonded with my dad, because he's a musician and he works most nights. So cooking was kind of the way I spent my time with him.
Okay.
And when I was really little, I used to live in Vancouver. So we went to lots of local markets and that type of stuff to buy food together and kind of experience it together. And I think I've kind of continued that love throughout my years of cooking.
Great. Cool. And you are, or one of your goals, I guess, and particularly after being on the show, is to put out a cookbook. Is that, would that be some sort of mark, like the youngest writer of a cookbook? Do we know this?
I feel like there's definitely been other kid cookbooks.
Yeah, probably.
I remember as a kid reading cookbooks written by or like done for children, or it was like a celebrity chef and like their kid, or like some sort of partnership. But it's cool. Are you doing this as a school project?
My school in grade 9, our final year, we have a project called Masterworks, which is a year-long project where you focus on one interest. So like, for example, one kid in my class is doing a whole bunch of bike charity work. Another is building a motorcycle. And I'm doing the cookbook for mine. And you just have to learn about what you're doing throughout the year and eventually make it. And then you have to give a presentation to the community about your whatever you're making.
I did that when I was in 12th grade.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, same thing.
Doing you had to pick cookbook?
One thing. No. Oh, okay. You had to pick one thing.
Like, why did you tell me this before, Natalie?
No, I have not written a cookbook. But I get what you're – I'm sure a lot of schools do this, but I chose ice cream as my topic. And –
Look at that.
Now amazing. I make ice cream professionally.
Amazing. Amazing.
So you're going places.
You're going. Yes,
if you start early.
How do you find that? I think Nellie and Eleanor were wondering earlier the difference between cooking, which is more like off the cuff if you're being like creative with cooking, and then trying to like put that into a recipe that's like really strict and saying like exactly how you have to cook something.
Yeah. I think I'm personally more of a person who doesn't follow recipes, like just kind of goes by taste.
Yeah.
I find recipes kind of hard because they're really precise. And if you're like one step off, it could affect everything that you're doing.
Yeah, with a cookbook, you have to tell someone exactly how your recipe is made. So you have to come up with those little measurements or else someone can't really make it effectively or make it the way that you would. It's less intuitive for someone. So I'd imagine that's kind of the not so fun part about making a cookbook.
Okay, I'm gonna go to a quick song, and then when we come back we're gonna chat a little bit about well, we got a couple of specific questions for you, and then talk about the show a bit on the other side. And then, as I mentioned earlier, at the end of the show, the last third or so, we're going to do a couple of Chopped style challenges with Nellie and Hudson. Should be very fun. Continuing with the food song theme, Cherry Glazer, I got a song called Grilled Cheese. That's going to play. Any nuggets about this song? Anything you want to say?
Good band. Good song.
Good band. Good song. Okay.
Who doesn't love grilled cheese?
Or cherry glazers.
It's
a donut, right?
Oh.
It's a donut, but it's they named their band after the host of a radio show, Sherry Glazer, spelled differently.
Ah.
She's like an LA radio personality.
Gotcha. Okay. So this is Grilled Cheese by Cherry Glazer, and we'll be back on the other side with for more with Hudson. Thank you.
On November 19th, former Folkie Jessica Leger and Free Improv drummer Ben Brown released their debut album as Cast. Cast play the China Cloud in Vancouver November 19th at 9 p.m. with guest Wooden Horseman. Tickets will be sold at the door. Mama told me when I was
young, we're all on superstars. Hey folks, the Pride Collective at UBC is an AMS resource group for LGBTQ plus folks. All our events and resources are free, so you should check us out on Facebook or come to Nest 2103 and say hi. We have so many fun events every week.
Still tuned in to CITR 101.9 FM, still broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory at the University of British Columbia. My name's Andy. I'm joined in the studio by Nellie and Eleanor, and we are hosting the representative of Bowen Island, BC, Hudson Stiver, who is on Food Network's Chopped Canada Junior. This spring, I guess, but it aired this fall. The season that aired this fall just aired on November 6th, your episode. Good point. If you have been tuned in or haven't been tuned in, that was mentioned to me by Eleanor. Just a brief explanation of what Chopped is. Do one of you want to explain how Chopped goes? Maybe Nellie, if
you're the expert.
All right.
How does it work? What happens?
So there's four contestants in each episode of Chopped, and there's rounds for appetizer, entree, and dessert. And for each round, you get a mystery basket of four ingredients that you have to tie into your dish. Oh. And at the end of each round, one chef will get eliminated or chopped until there's just one chef remaining at the end of the dessert round.
Mm-hmm. So you get chopped. It's a well-built TV program, not just because it just works really well with, like, three courses and how it works with food, but also they have the catch line just built in perfectly. You've been chopped. It's just like they you know when they made it, they're like, this is perfect. This is exactly what you need. Great. And you were on the show. Probably a really fun experience. We were wondering, I don't know. We aren't looking for secrets. We don't think there are controversies or anything going on in the background, but just you don't see everything that happens when you watch it on TV. And you were saying, for one, that you went to Toronto to film this in April, and then we see the episode in November coming out. What does this place look like? I you go to Toronto, you go to a hotel, they kind of move you in there. So I'm thinking about, like, limos, like chauffeurs bringing you to these places, and, you know, they got a hotel room for you. It's all really nice. But then where is, like, the Chopped headquarters? Like this ominous building that you go into and now you are in the
Chopped actually shares their space with a church. So
really?
There's a church in one building and then it's interconnected, and the Chopped filming studio will be right beside this. So you'll have these kind of quiet church ceremonies going on while Chopped episodes are filming in the other
that's so funny.
Building.
Though that's way better.
That's a
than
good
I
tip.
Was,
expecting.
Yeah, that's wild. Okay, so
it's
that's
a pretty
one
impressive
thing.
Kitchen they have there.
Yeah, yeah. We were wondering,
did you get to experience the kitchen, or just like get the lay of the land and have everything explained to you before going?
We got a small tour and we got
small
to see where everything was.
Yeah.
Did they teach you how to use all the equipment? Because we were watching it and I'm looking at all this
and
I'm
fancy
like
stuff.
I wouldn't know how to use that. Like, I wouldn't be able to just go over here and use it. Did they teach you anything?
They taught us how to use some of the stuff, but others I didn't really know how to use.
And did you get to see all of the extra ingredients, like in the pantry and the fridge, like all of the other things you could work with in order to make the dish edible with just the random stuff that you get? So did you get, get thinking about what you wanted to make before you got your mystery basket?
Yeah. There was a wide range of common and uncommon ingredients. One of my favorite ones, they had this apple mustard thing, which
interesting.
I had never tried, but I brought it back to my station and tried it. Then I decided I didn't want to use
it. Didn't
work
out.
So.
Taking risks. It's hard to do. High risk, high reward for that show. I don't know if this is a question you can answer, timing of the show, is it all accurate? Actually an hour that you get for half an hour that you get for each round? Is that what it is? Oh, so actually nothing. Half an hour. Okay.
How did you prepare for this? Like, when did you decide I want to be on Chopped Junior, and kind of, like, what was the preparation like?
Well, Food Network actually had an ad for Chopped Junior, and I sent in an application, and then they accepted me into the next round, and so on until I was put on the show. And I've kind of been a Chopped fanatic my entire life. So I do a lot of mystery baskets and that type of stuff.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah.
So I think
that's Did you get your family to come up with some mystery baskets for you?
Yeah.
Or it was like, okay.
Nice. So, okay. You have, that's hilarious. You have two younger sisters, yeah? So did you allow them at all to give you mystery baskets? Because that would just be, I assume, absurd if they
were. Or a good challenge.
Or, yeah, marshmallows and chocolate sauce. And
or did it all go together too much? Yeah. It's hard to come up with random ingredients.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I trust my 10-year-old sister to give me mystery baskets because she's watched the show and she knows how it works. But then I've got a 4-year-old on the other hand, and she's kind of candy obsessed.
Yeah.
So she just gives me all of these candies.
Works on your dessert.
She prepped you for the dessert challenge. That dessert challenge you did had some wacky ingredients.
Was that the one with the
Tonka beans?
Tonka beans, yeah.
I never heard of that.
Don't know what those are.
I don't know what those are either.
Yeah. Does that expose your interest in Tonka beans, or are you like, I don't want to see Tonka beans anymore?
I haven't thought of them since the show aired. So
I wonder, like, I don't even know if you can find them in stores. Cool. What else about the show? We had written down a few things. How are, like, the other contestants? So, like, that's more about, like, how long you're actually in this church, I guess. Like, when you go into the back room, and, like, how long does it take for them to judge? We only see little brief glimpses on TV.
It looks like it takes 5 minutes at the most.
That's how they do it, but it could be.
It could be forever.
Actually, for the first round, they took 1.5 hours.
Wow. No.
Yeah.
That's brutal.
So I was just in the little kind of conversation room for all that time, waiting for them to make their decision, and they didn't.
That's rough. What do they talk about?
Yeah.
Okay, so in that room, the way they film it, at least, they make it look really bare, like it's this, like, waiting room. If you're there for that long, they have to have more stuff for you, or is it you're just sitting there?
You just get to know your competitors.
We're sitting there. Well.
That's so rough. Oh, man. These are good. I was excited.
Yeah.
This kind of stuff. Okay. That's a good one. What else? I'm going to offer anyone who's listening, you can call in 604-822-2487. If you have any questions about Chopped, you're a Chopped fan, any questions for Hudson, you can call in and let us know, and we can see if we can get it answered for you. What was your – I guess this might be too – I don't know. Do you regret anything about the show? Like, you've had to watch it, I'm sure, like, too many times to where it's just like, okay, this is boring. Like, I've seen myself a lot, whatever. But you're so stressed in that moment because it's so, like, just 30 minutes. You have to do this.
Yeah.
And I'm sure if you had time to think about these things, you'd do something totally different and, like, better. Is there one particular thing that you're like, I should have just done this or whatever? Like, took too much time to do something.
The reason I got Chopped was because I made one of my mystery baskets ingredients, the cauliflower, too sweet.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Originally, I was actually going to roast that and just not make it sweet at all.
Okay.
But one of the producers took away my roasting pan.
Ooh.
So,
because
I put all of my dirty things beside my station, and I put my roasting pan under my station, and I guess he thought it was dirty, so he took it.
Wow, so while you're making your dish, they're going around and taking away your dirty dishes for you, so they're not in the way? Or what is, why?
Well,
why not do that till afterwards?
Yeah. the stations are pretty small in the show. Like, they seem bigger, but
yeah,
they're not.
You were very creative with your space, and you used your bottom rack shelf for the last challenge, I think. That was good.
Yeah, yeah.
Just thinking on your toes.
It's tough.
But yeah, small space.
Also, okay, you don't have to, you know, there on the second round, there are three of you left.
Yeah.
You had to share a station, and then the other girl had it to herself. She had her own station. Do you think that was an advantage?
Well, actually, she only got to use half of her station. So it was the exact same.
Mm-hmm. Okay, gotcha. I'm glad to hear that. Do you have Elmer? Elmer's got something.
Which meal that you made were you the most proud of?
The second one, for sure, because that's the one that...
The seven-layer dip.
The judges gave me the most positive criticism on.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to tell our listeners what exactly it was that you made?
So it was my entree dish, and I got bison medallions, seven-layer dip, blood orange puree, and...
The chocolate beans.
Chocolate pebbles.
Chocolate pebbles.
So I seared the bison medallion in a cast iron pan, and I made kind of an Asian-inspired sauce with the chocolate pebbles and the blood orange puree.
Did you have fish sauce for that? We were noticing the fish sauce. Is that what you...
I used a tiny bit because the guy before me got chopped for using too much fish sauce.
So you're paying attention.
Yeah.
That's funny. Yeah, I'll continue.
And then I just used the seven-layer dip as a potato salad dressing.
You did the seven-layer dip the best of anybody easily.
Totally.
No one else really knew what to do with that. That was impressive. Side question, when we were watching the show, we were wondering, what is fish sauce? Do you know?
I watched a show on this. It's fermented for a long time, so it's really salty, and I'm not sure if it's made out of like fish bones or that type of stuff.
So it's like,
yeah,
it's
I feel
from
like it's
a fish.
Probably some sort of like you would make it like you would make chicken stock, or like you're using like fish. And I'm maybe making this up. This is just how I would go about making fish sauce would be to just like take the remains of the fish. So it still has some meat on the bones. And then you're making a stock. And then you would boil it down, let it sit for a while. Okay. And then I find that sometimes it's a little bit vinegary or sometimes it's a little sweet. But mostly it's just fishy.
They ferment it for like, I think, 3 to 6 months.
Wow.
So
cool.
A pretty long time.
Okay. Interesting. Any other?
Were you familiar with any of the judges that they had on? Like,
yeah.
Were you know who they are? And did you know who they were going to be beforehand?
No, I had no idea who they were going to be beforehand. Okay. But I knew two of them from watching Chopped. And then I knew Lynn Crawford from all of her shows on Food Network and her judging on Chopped.
Nice.
Did that like
that
make you
fun.
Excited or nervous that it was
nervous?
Oh man,
that's funny. Great. Well, that's great material. Any other things about that do you think people would find interesting that maybe aren't obvious when you watch the show? That come to mind immediately.
In the second round, I nearly burnt my sauce, and they didn't show that. I ran to the pantry to get some vegetables for my potato salad, and when I came back, the bottom of my saucepan was getting all like hard and burnt, so I saved my sauce by scraping it out and mixing it with a tiny bit of yogurt to give it kind of a creamy note.
Nice. Very impressive. Great. Well that is so much more informative.
Chop's never going to be the same.
Yeah. I'm so glad to know some of these things. That was great. Okay. If we have anything else that comes to mind, we'll bring it up. Again, if you want to call in and have any questions about Chopped, questions for Hudson in general, 604-822-2487 is the number here at CITR 101.9 FM. We're here for another half hour or so with Hudson. I'm going to play a track by local indie pop group Peach Pit. I believe UBC-based group as well. We're going to play the title song, Peach Pit. Then on the other side, we'll be back chatting with Hudson a little bit before getting into our challenges at the last part of the show. So stay tuned.
Understand more about fashion. We asked CITR student executive and fashion expert Jonathan Q what fashion means to him.
Like, it's just aesthetically something that's so ostentatious. Typically. I mean, because of course, I mean, it's also, you know, I mean, When you say fashion, I think people are talking explicitly about consumerism, as opposed to someone who buys like you know.
If you really want to know more about fashion, come on down to CITR in the Student Union Building of UBC and pick up some of our merchandise à la mode. Nous avons t-shirts, sweatshirts, socks, and coffee mugs.
But it's also very aesthetically gripping.
To keep you styling in support of the station you love. Isn't that right, Jonathan?
Well, actually, is it? Because, I mean, you know, I was going to say because of the cultural vacuum that we exist within, but then, you know, really, fashion today is kind of derived from the European idea of couture, and that's been around for centuries.
Let me refresh your memory. Russians. That's right. Russians. Ruskies. Communists. Communist. Oh, now you remember.
Hello, hello, hello. My name is Russian Tim, and I'm the host of weekly punk rock radio show called Rocket from Russia. Every Tuesday, 10:30 to 11:30 a.m., Rocket from Russia is aired on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, or CITR.ca, anywhere where internet is paid for. On the show, I play new, local, and international punk rock, and I also do interviews with members of punk bands and people from the punk rock scene. If you'd like to check out the previous interviews, episodes of Rocket from Russia, and the list of upcoming shows in Vancouver, head down to my blog, rocketfromrussia.tumblr.com. Great success!
Back on CITR 101.9 FM, here live on air with Chopped Canada Junior contestant Hudson Stiver from Bowen Island. How are you doing, Hudson? Hanging in there?
Yeah.
Great. We've been here for about 40 minutes, but as Hudson was telling us in the break, that is nothing compared to what he had to endure on Chopped, being in... The waiting room while they were judging for an hour and a half. Shocking to me. Anyhow, for those of you who haven't been tuned in, Hudson was on Chopped Canada. It's a Food Network television show. And was a finalist on the show. And there's a series of junior episodes that are happening. Hudson is 13, or are you still 13?
Yeah, I'm 13.
Yeah, great. In ninth grade in Bowen Island. So, a couple other... good nuggets from the show that we were chatting about in the break there. We heard a song from Peach Pit, local band from Vancouver. Some good info about the judges and the strategic cutting of commentary and whatnot, which is pretty interesting. And the way they kind of, I don't know, it's television magic. Like, it's not, there's no secrets. People know that certain things get cut. But it's fascinating to hear about. And I'm sure you now, as we were just saying, look at the show very differently from what you did beforehand. Find out some tricks of the trade. And now you're going to listen to the radio and be like, those people aren't professionals.
Yeah.
Is that what all radio hosts are like? Okay, great. So we've got about 20 minutes left, and I've been really looking forward to this part of the program. We're going to do our own mini version of Chopped. We couldn't have this opportunity and not take advantage. It's too much fun. Maybe we can run through one more time how Chopped works. I'll pass it over to Eleanor. We're basically going to be doing three rounds of Chopped, and our contestants are going to be, of course, Hudson, the favorite. Gonna say
fan favorite for sure.
Fan favorite, yes. And then Nellie's
gonna
take part. The real chef Hudson, and then Nellie, the unknown kitchen genius, Nellie Stark.
I like
and
that.
ice cream expert.
Yeah,
unreservedly. Neither of them know the ingredients that Eleanor and I have picked out. But I'm going to pass it over to Eleanor. She will go over the rules, and then we can do our first round.
Okay, so here's how it's going to work. On Chopped, there are three rounds, and the contestants get four mystery basket ingredients, and they have to make a meal using those ingredients and then whatever other ingredients they want to use. So obviously we don't have real food here, but you know what? We have our imaginations, and that's all you need. So I'm going to tell the contestants the three ingredients that we're going to give them to work with. We're going to play a song, then we're going to come back. And they're going to tell us what they decided to make and how they decided to cook it. And it's going to be really great. I'm really looking forward to this. Yeah. Do you have any questions, either of you?
No.
Okay.
All right.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, let's go for it.
We're good? Okay. Okay, so your ingredients for the appetizer round are beets, breadcrumbs, and blue cheese.
Yeah, that. Beets. Breadcrumbs, blue cheese. Actually, you got three beets. Didn't even notice.
Yeah.
Beets, breadcrumbs, blue cheese. We're going to play a song by a band called Lunch Lady called Recipe for Congealed Ambrosia Salad. I'm sure it's topical. Make something better than that, please. it is 2 minutes and 40 seconds. And so we will come back, get our contestants' answers, and get some great food knowledge, I'm sure, here on CITR 101.9 FM.
Nectar and ambrosia, food of the gods. In classic mythology, only gods were able to consume them. Some believe that if you ate and drank these, that you could live an immortal life.
Please step back.
And we're back. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territories at the University of British Columbia in Vancouver, BC. Very special show tonight. We are joined by celebrity chef Hudson. He was a contestant on Chopped Canada Junior, and we have him in the studio here. We were chatting about the show he was on earlier, but now we've moved into a new segment of cooking challenges. And then he is up against our resident friend chef, Nelly Stark.
Masterful chef.
What?
Pretty masterful chef.
Yeah, the best chef that I know. Nelly is my roommate, and I don't think I'm ever going to eat this good again in my life unless I, like, marry a chef. So, okay, before the break, we had three ingredients, appetizer round, beets, breadcrumbs, and blue cheese. Contestants, what did you make?
Let Hudson go first. He's got the experience.
Oh, yeah, so. Okay.
What do we got?
So, I was kind of inspired by comfort food this round. And
yeah.
Comfort food that I really like is buffalo chicken wings. So I decided that I was going to fry the chicken and make almost like a buffalo chicken sauce for it. And then usually there's kind of a blue cheese dip for buffalo chicken wings. Mm. So I would put that on – well, this is going inside a slider. So I would put that on either side of it. And then I'd cut – bleh. I would cut up the beets and fry them as well to make some chips. So it was kind of like chips. A sandwich and chips.
Beet chips.
Wow. Sweet. See.
any seasoning for the beet chips?
I think just salt and pepper. Salt I think pepper, yeah. Simple.
That's fair. Great. That's nice. That's great.
Yeah, no, I'm so embarrassed. I just decided to
just go for it. There's no judgment. Eleanor and I are not partaking because we can't cook. So there's no judgment for
yeah, no, you did do. Hudson did a very good job of transforming his ingredients into something else. Yeah. And I heard the three ingredients and I was like, these can just go together.
Uh-huh.
So I would have roast my beets, probably just with like some olive oil, salt, and pepper. And I was thinking maybe thyme. And then I would like make some sort of this is bad.
Just good, yeah.
My breadcrumbs would be like kind of big and chunky, like caramelized sourdough breadcrumbs.
Okay.
And then there'd just be like blue cheese crumbles. I don't know what to do with blue cheese because I don't like it.
So it's like a salad-ish appetizer.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or it's just like a warm roasted beet.
Oh, okay.
I didn't do the challenge very well because I just put the three ingredients together and I didn't.
Transform it. It's just knowledge for next round. That is a key phrase on Chopped they always use. How did you transform the ingredients?
And yeah, but it's like you got to use all the ingredients and you got to
be
creative with it.
Yeah. Great. Okay.
Yeah.
Well done. Well done for both of you. That was only 2.5 minutes, so that was impressive.
It's very good.
And we will... go on to our second round.
All right, it's the main course, the entree, the real meat and potatoes, as they say. This round, you've got salmon, mango chutney, and almonds.
Salmon, mango chutney, and almonds. You've got 3.5 minutes this time. We got a song from Home Shake off of his tape called Midnight Snack. So We're doing it. It's all food themed here on CITR 101.9 FM. Stay tuned. Thank you.
Step back.
All right, you heard him.
Step back.
From your notes.
What do we got?
Should I go first this time?
Yeah, Nelly, this is the main course. Just as a reminder, this was salmon, almonds, and mango chutney. Yeah, so some sweet, some savory, some... I don't know what
crunch.
Else. Some crunch. Some
crunch. If you want it to be crunchy, but
yeah. What did you come up with?
So I would cook my salmon with miso, soy sauce, fresh ginger, and turmeric to tie in a little bit of like the Indian curry flavor you would get with the mango chutney.
That's what I was hoping for.
I don't know how to really use a mango chutney besides just as a condiment.
Okay.
And so whenever I make salmon, but I have made salmon, and I often would make salmon and then pair it with mango salsa.
Okay.
So mango chutney, I feel like, would go with this, but then I was thinking I would roast some sort of vegetable to go with this. So I would roast cauliflower, even though I don't think that's a good salmon vegetable, but it's another, like, Indian.
Would, yeah.
Or, like,
okay.
Good base for... those flavors. So yeah. I would toss that together with roasted almonds,
okay.
The mango chutney, and probably, again, like spices, like some curry powder, some cumin.
Nice. What does this look like?
This would be just like a piece of salmon, and I would just bake it in the oven.
Yeah, okay.
And with just the cauliflower next to
is it like,
and then there's just going to be like one of those like spoonfuls like swish
nice. Yeah.
Of,
nice.
Of some more mango chutney.
Great.
What's a technical term for that, do you know?
Yeah, there's
like when you
swish, what do you swish?
It's just a swish.
Thank you to Nike. Okay. Great. Hudson, what do you got?
So I was thinking I'd use the almonds to crust my salmon with some fresh herbs, and I'd sear it so that the skin got all crispy because that's what I like about salmon.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd serve it with a salad, and I'd use some lettuce, some carrots, some bell pepper, and a tiny bit of mango in the salad. And I would use some rice vinegar and oil and a tiny bit of mango chutney to dress the salad.
Okay.
And I'd serve it with just some roasted potatoes.
Roasted potatoes. Sweet. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Anything particular about the presentation?
I think I'd have the salad on the bottom. And then
oh, so it's stacked.
Yeah, and then the salmon on top and maybe the potatoes scattered around the outside.
Nice. Great. Well, I shouldn't have done this interview so late. I'm kind of hungry.
I am very hungry. I had booster juice for dinner, and I would like to eat all of the things that you're both talking about. Okay, all right, last round. Are we ready for this?
It's on to the dessert round.
Dessert round. The best. I'm really excited about this one, everyone. Okay. We've got sponge cake, avocado, and cottage cheese.
Sponge cake, avocado, or avocado, and cottage cheese. Our song this time around is by local indie rockers, Fuzzy P, from their record On a Lawn. The song is called Tomato Guitar, 2.5 minutes. And we'll be back with our final round of Chopped CITR edition. I'm sure, a staple in the future here at CHR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territories here at the University of British Columbia.
Step back.
So goofy. Okay. Time's up. That's our last round here on CITR Chopped with your hosts, Andy Resto and Eleanor Waring, and Nelly, who's also taking part in the challenge. Final dessert round, you had cottage cheese, avocados, and a sponge cake. The sponge cake we had in our mind was like you buy at a grocery store, you get in like a vending machine that is in like a little wrapper, like really cheap kind of sponge cake. I feel like Chopped would do that to people. They give you like actually the cheapest kind of sponge cake. Anyhow, let's see. I'm interested to see what happens here. We'll let Hudson go first on this one. And what do you have?
Okay, so I was thinking I'd make the sponge cake kind of like a French toast in a way.
Okay.
And I was thinking that once it was cooked, I could stuff it with a mixture of cottage cheese and berries. And then I have an ice cream maker at home, so I'd serve it with an avocado sorbet.
Nice. Nice.
Wow. Yeah.
I feel like we might be. Okay. Great. Yeah. I can picture that. So stuffed sponge cake.
So I think I'd have it so that like a tiny bit of the filling was coming out so you could see what was inside of it.
Yeah.
And then I'd just put the sorbet right on top.
On top. Okay. Yeah. I was picturing it on the, in a little cup. Little cup. All right. Nelly, what do you have?
All right. So for this challenge, I was inspired by the avocado on toast phenomenon. That is very popular. You go to, you know, it toast is huge right now, and avocado on toast is huge right now. So I would
it's a modern meal.
Make an ice cream, of course, because that's what I know.
That's good.
My ice cream base would be the cottage cheese and avocado, and to sweeten it, I would use honey because I feel like that would go well with the avocado, and maybe a little kick in there, like a little cayenne. Usually you get a little sprinkle of something spicy on your avocado toast. And then I would take my sponge cake and fry it in a pan with some olive oil and then a little sea salt and then make croutons and mix it in the ice cream.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Interesting. Okay. And so, okay. So I'm picturing like it's presented in there, little like chunks of sponge cake kind of pushed in.
Yeah. We do lots of inclusions at the ice cream store. So
yeah.
You would put like a cookie in there piece or some cake. So
great.
Yeah. And I would just present it in a bowl with the scoop. You'd probably maybe get an extra piece of crisp sponge toast.
Wonderful.
With a little drizzle of honey.
The judges. I really appreciate that extra piece of toast. Okay. Great. All of that from both of you was wonderful. Also, really quick. I obviously would never have come up with any of that.
It was hard. As someone who's never done that before.
Yeah. How are you feeling, Hudson? Is that
more
or less stressful than being on TV?
Yeah, it was hard, but not as hard as the actual
show. Yeah. I'd imagine so. Great. Well, we're not going to choose a winner. You guys are both winners. Everybody's a winner here. I took off our little clip. They do have in that clip that I was playing, you've been chopped. Just play it as a joke at the end here. Because we're being chopped. Next show coming on next is, as always, on Thursdays, Ben with Thunderbird, live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. Thank you all for listening. Thank you so much to Hudson for coming in. Speaking for myself, this has been the funnest time on the radio I've had in some time. I was really glad to do this. So thanks. Thanks for being a good sport about everything and being open about the show. Great tidbits about the show that I never would have expected. Happy to get.
Yeah. If people want to follow along with your like cooking story, is there a place they can find like your cookbook or watch your episode or anything like that?
Well, for my episode, you just go on foodnetwork.ca and go to the section entitled Chop Canada, and there'll be a section inside of that section that says Chop Canada Junior, and my episode will be under there.
Cool.
Great.
Yeah.
Yep, and there were 6 junior episodes. I think the 6th one is coming out soon, so there's a series of them. Great, and look out for your cookbook. It is a school project, but if it's good enough, just print it. Just put it out.
I'd buy it.
Yeah.
After tonight, I would buy your cookbook. Yeah. I will say that with confidence.
Great. Thank you, Nellie, for taking part and also for doing the interview.
It's a pleasure.
Great to have Nellie back on the radio on CITR. Wonderful. Ben is up next, live from Thunderbird Radio Hell, for more of your local music needs. He'll be in here shortly. Thanks again, Hudson. Thank you to everybody for listening. And if you missed any of it, check it out on CITR.ca on the podcast. You can look it up under Chopped Canada, be a tag. You can find it there. Great. I don't have any final words. I dragged this on too long. Do you have a final? Hudson, any final words?
Just thanks for having me. It was really fun.
No problem. Yeah. Glad. I'm glad to do it. Alrighty. Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell up next.